This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor up to Traverse City and everywhere in between. Hey, that guy was pretty cool. Wade LaFevre from Johnny Secreto Foods. I think they're going to make a go of that thing. There's some really good flavor profiles there. What do you think, Shasta?
I think it's awesome. I think their logo is kind of mysterious somehow. It's you know, that guy with the hat on?
Yeah, it's like his partner's uncle.
Yeah,
Johnny Secreto was his
cool story.
Yeah, it's a cool name, isn't it? That's like a movie name, Johnny Secreto.
I know it.
Yeah.
I think they got something going on there. So, salmon.
Salmon.
I'm getting bored with my salmon.
What are you doing?
And I got a bunch of it. Well, something different every time, but I'm not the biggest salmon eater. You know, Jop likes salmon. I like catching it. I just usually give it away because...
So
kind of bored with it.
Fishing
it sometimes gets a little strong.
Better than your hunting skills, I take it.
Well, the last three times I've been salmon fishing with him, somebody hooks the fish and says, "Here, Bob, reel this in."
Right.
They don't do that with a deer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have anybody shooting it for him and say, "Here, Bob, that's what I should do." Hey, I'll just
troll
shoot
for
it here,
deer.
Bob. Come on, you just help me drag this in.
Well, let's talk about the mounts on our walls, Joppy.
Okay.
So, salmon. Talk to me.
Well, salmon is a little bit of a fatty fish. It's got, you know, some natural fats in it. So oil is okay for it. But really, I think where it shines is balsamic vinegar. And today I want to talk about a brand new one that we have. It's a maple balsamic vinegar. And I got to tell you, it's blowing off the shelf. We can barely keep it in. We've had it probably 2 or 3 months. And it's one of those, if you want a bottle of it, you better run in and grab one because they are going. Probably the best way to use it on a salmon is to go ahead and start grilling your salmon, or you can, you know, put it in a pan with a little bit of oil just to get that nice crust
on
it.
Okay, but what if somebody doesn't live near Old World Olive Press?
They can order it online.
What's
that?
We can
ship oldworldolivepress.com, and we can ship it just pretty much anywhere.
So do you have, like, specials where they can get maybe two oils and two balsamics in a pack, or is that the best way to do it?
The best way to do it is really online. You've got a couple options. There's some gift pack options that they can pick their own flavors, or they can just go on and do a single size bottle and, you know, and order it that way. But we can pretty much do anything. We're not Burger King, but, you know, you can make it your way.
Do you get, like, the free bottle of love oil with it when you do those packs?
Here we go.
No.
All depends what you're making.
Right.
I love salmon.
It can be a little overwhelming for the average person to just try to figure out. It's kind of like going to a microbrew store. If you don't know the basics of microbrews, you're looking for a fancy label. You guys have made it much easier than that. You've got some great people in your stores, or even online. I've noticed there's a lot of advice, but if you could tell somebody two or three things about the questions they should have in their mind when they walk into your store, what would those be?
Yeah, probably the first thing when you come in the store is, you know, what are you gonna cook? Do you have a meal in mind, or are you looking for something that's going to be more all-purpose? That's really going to, you know, cut half of them right down the middle for us. And then our staff is going to take it from there. You know, they're going to say, what are you going to do with it? How do you cook? What sorts of foods do you like?
Okay, I've got a suggestion for that. I think when people go into a store like yours, I had a bit of a mental barrier because I kept thinking of what balsamic do I want? What oil do I want? It's not what oil and what balsamic. It's the pairing.
Right.
That's the key. When Corey started, and really Corey is the genius behind this. So when Corey started.
Did you hear that?
Well, love you, Corey. When Corey started pairing those up for me when we were at your shop the last time. My mind was blown. I mean, the pineapple and coconut, oil and balsamic. I mean, I love pina coladas. It was like cooking with one.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I've preached it over and over and over again, but until you come in the store and you have that experience, it's hard to understand. The light bulb comes on. You know, you get a garlic oil with a pineapple vinegar, a blood orange oil with a tangerine vinegar. It's a whole nother flavor.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Shasta Face from Old World Olive Press, and they have four stores around Michigan: Plymouth, Birmingham, Rockford, and downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan, or you can go to oldworldolivepress.com. I didn't say Fenville.
Right.
Yeah. Shasta, we all have different favorite recipes, and I've got several, actually, from stuff that you've turned me on to. But seasonally right now, we just talked to Wade, and he said he's marketing at farmers markets. They're everywhere. There's a bounty of fresh vegetables out there right now, and I want to share with everybody a really simple one that just comes to life with one of her oils and vinegars, and that is right now their tomatoes are very abundant, and you can make a beautiful plate. I did this on Friday night for some people last night, or Thursday night when they came over. Doesn't matter, but I used red tomatoes, yellow tomatoes, and orange tomatoes, so it looked very beautiful on a plate. And then I rubbed a little bit of that white truffle oil on there. It's kind of an earthy, you don't want much of it because it's a pretty strong flavor. And then put the mozzarella cheese on top and then drizzled it with the fig balsamic. And that earthy mushroom and the fruitiness of that fig balsamic mixed with those tomatoes, people were like, "Oh my God, what is that?"
Yeah,
and it was just it was what I had. I'm fortunate enough to have a nice selection in my pantry of your stuff, and I just mixed it up. I didn't pick that up from a recipe anywhere. That's where I'm going, is try this stuff, a little bit of this and that, and you'd be surprised what you come up with. It's just great, great stuff to experiment with and cook with.
Back to the salmon. Try another combination. What's another direction I can go in? Give me something that's going to be really different.
You could use a lemon oil and the pan if you want to sear it just a little bit, and then do a nice lemon balsamic over top. I'll tell you, really, that maple vinegar, I think, especially this time of year, we're getting into that earthy fall time. I really think that's where it's at right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because I'm looking, there's like 25 different flavors of vinegar. There's probably 20 different flavors of oil. And really, your creativity is the only thing that limits you.
Absolutely.
On this stuff. If you think these flavors would match up together, give it a try. It's a stinking tomato. It's a piece of fish, whatever it is. But experiment with this stuff.
Right. Your combinations, Randy, are just really, really interesting. Of course, you're an interesting sort anyway, so I guess I'm not surprised.
Why would anybody be?
All right.
Right?
Yeah. I think we should have Randy on staff. Be? He's got some great ideas.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know where this is going.
I don't either, but...
Bob, you're headed to Louisville to do a little cooking this weekend, aren't you? Yet you're going to head out later today?
Yeah, I'm going to take some of that salmon down, actually, and go see my buddy at Charcoal and More in Sellersburg, Indiana. But we're going to be grilling for 2,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I knew you were. So that's going to be a big gig. And coming up next weekend, the Grilling Guys are going to do their first official tailgate. We're going to go over to the MSU Notre Dame game for Chrys Enderle, law firm here in town.
And we need oil for that,
yeah,
by the way.
Right, yeah, that was less than a shameless plug. But anyway, we're going to go over. We got a huge menu that we're going to be doing there. We're looking forward to that. Coming up next, Doug Welch from Fenville Winery is going to be joining us. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.